Welcome to Classic Copperfield, the Tony Copperfield podcast from Doctor Magazine. Tony's column is written by a GP for GPs, and it doesn't pull any punches. Listeners of a sensitive disposition, cardigan wearers, and anyone without a sense of humour should tune out now. This Classic Copperfield column was printed in the 17th of October issue of Doctor in 2002, under the headline, "My Listening Skills Are Tired and Tested."
I'm a broken GP. For the first time ever, I've had to admit defeat in a consultation. Not bad after 14 years, maybe, but a significant milestone on the road to total burnout. First, some background. Mrs. P is a somatiser. She's been merrily somatising all the time I've been here, and she's somatised for my predecessor too. Her frequently presented symptoms are many and varied, the only common thread being ever-present tiredness. Despite her ominous array of complaints, she remains well. Funnily enough, she's not a heart sink, as I know exactly where I stand with her. I've tried enlightening her about somatising, made her more tired. I know where I'm going with her, nowhere, and I know when to stop, as soon as possible. So, no problem. Until today. Doctor, you've got to do something about this tiredness. Ah, I say, flicking through the notes, you mean that tiredness which has been ever present throughout your medical history. That's the one, she says, unabashed. I've had enough of it. My family says it's my hormones, and a friend reckons it could be my thyroid, and she's a first aider. I'm about to say that being 15 years postmenopausal and a good 50 years post-first episode of tiredness, hormones are unlikely to enter into the equation, and that it would be an awfully long time to have suffered an undetected thyroid problem, though of course who am I to argue with a sodding first aider? When she wades in with this, "The thing is, Doctor, I don't think you listen." Blimey! Insight! She's right. I don't listen. And it's a good job too. If I did, she'd have died of iatrogenesis years ago. Besides, it's not so much not listening as selectively not hearing the irrelevant white noise of her symptoms. Anything potentially serious, my finely tuned antennae would pick up. Probably. There ensues a very long consultation. After 10 minutes, we've ironed out her misinterpretation of my tendency to nod off during her consultations. After 20, I've managed to explain to her the tightrope I walk, not over-investigating every symptom, as this might harm her, but not overlooking potentially serious problems either, as this might harm her too. By minute 25, she's even acknowledging that all this means I absorb some of her stress so that she suffers less, a fact I hadn't even realised myself. And by the half-hour mark, we're best buddies again. "Thank you, Doctor," she says. "I think I understand my symptoms much better now. There's just one last thing." I look up. "Can you do something about my dizziness? I've had it for years, so there must be something wrong." My world crumbles around me, and I wave the white flag. "What," I ask, "do you want me to do?" "A thyroid test, of course." By that point, I'd have agreed to anything. I'd have eaten broken glass just to get her out of the room. I give her the form for the blood test. If those TFTs are abnormal, I resign.
The Classic Copperfield podcast is compiled from the archives of the Tony Copperfield column, as published in Doctor Magazine. There'll be a new recording on the podcast every week. To subscribe, simply email us at doctor@rbi.co.uk. That email address again in a moment. Label your email podcast and include your name, job title and home or practice address. That email address again, doctor@rbi.co.uk. And don't forget to tell your colleagues about the Copperfield podcast, as long as they're not wearing a cardigan. The copyright in this recording and in the original column printed in Doctor is wholly owned by Elsevier Limited. Tony Copperfield podcast recordings are free to individuals to listen to online or download to their MP3 players for personal use.